Hi and welcome to Social Work Sorted, the podcast. I'm Vicky Shevlin. I host this podcast and I lead Social Work Sorted as an online platform for newly qualified social workers. I provide CPD accredited training to universities and organisations. I provide lots of free resources via this podcast, YouTube and Instagram, and I have an online monthly membership for students and new social workers, The Collective. If you are interested in joining The Collective, or if you would like to talk to me further about training for your university or organisation, all the information is in the show notes. In this episode, I want to talk to you about starting something new, because as a newly qualified social worker, the clue is in the name, everything is new. It's your first year in social work. And even if you have been, well, a lot of you will have been in social work environments, you will have had placement experiences, it doesn't mean that everything is going to be the same once you step into social work and you are in that employed position as a newly qualified social worker. Now, obviously, a lot of what I share, well, everything that I share comes from my practice experience, but I'm not a newly qualified social worker anymore. And my aim is to never forget what it felt like to be in that environment when everything was so new. And whilst I do that through talking to you, through reflecting on my own practice, through constantly sharing practice skills and stories from my experience, it's also really important for me to experience new things, because whilst nothing is the same as starting in your first social work job, there are lots of similar feelings when you start something new. And I'm going to use the example of my YouTube channel, because that is a new thing that I have started recently. And there are three things that are really helping me through this new thing. And it can be anything that's happening in your life. This is just my example. I've started a YouTube channel because, as a lot of you might know if you've listened to this podcast before, whilst I love Instagram and I'm so grateful for the platform, I'm so grateful for how it allows me to connect with you, I have found myself wanting to move away from it more and more. And I started my Instagram page because I was using Instagram a lot at the time. And I've actually started using Instagram more, as in I'm consuming more video content on YouTube. And whilst I love Instagram as a platform, I'm so grateful for it bringing me to you, being able to connect with so many of you. And it was a platform that 2 years ago I was starting to use and be really active on. I have started personally using YouTube. So I'm consuming a lot of videos on there. I'm really enjoying watching videos or sometimes listening to things via YouTube. And so starting something new over there, yeah, it feels a bit scary, but it's the platform that I am drawn to and I'm connecting with it a lot at the moment. Also, being on YouTube, I love doing Instagram lives. If you go to my page, you can look through all my Instagram lives, and I like being in that conversation with you. I like you being able to ask me different questions whilst I'm on a live, but it's not possible to add captions to lives. And I get a lot of requests and questions about that from people who are unable to access content, anything video-wise, without captions. So being on YouTube, it means that people can access closed captions and it's a lot easier for them. And it also means, and I guess sometimes we step into new things because we want something new. If you followed this podcast for a while, you'll know that I am trying to move my training into organisations, universities and local authorities. Whilst I love, again, connecting with so many of you online, I want this training to be accessible to everybody. I value the training that I produce. I know how much of a difference it makes to students and new social workers in practice, and I want to be able to deliver that on a bigger scale. And it feels a bit scary to say that out loud, but whatever, I'll just say it. And a lot of people who might be interested or want to know more about me and the training I deliver might not be on Instagram. Whereas YouTube, I feel, is a platform where I can showcase what I can do. I can give you really valuable resources that go beyond a couple of squares on Instagram, but it also means that there are videos that I can share with people if they are heads of social work courses, if they are heads of learning and development. I can send them a YouTube video, and if they don't know me or they've never seen anything that I've produced or listened to this podcast, it's a really good way for them to connect. And I'm just sharing that in the interest of transparency, because I think it's important when you start something new to understand why you are doing it. And we're going to talk about that a little bit later. But the three things that are really helping me through this, or three reminders and three things that I think will really help you in your first year as a new social worker, or maybe if you're a student and you're listening to this starting placement, focusing on comparison, focusing on why, and focusing on learning and reflection. So the first thing that I remind myself to do all the time is to stop comparing. Stop comparing myself to people who have been on YouTube for years and years and who are obviously incredible video editors when I am just not. And I'm probably never going to be very good at stuff like that, but I know I will get better. And I know it's so important for me not to compare myself to somebody who is incredibly passionate and really good at video editing. I know from social work and from having a social work business that the first time you do anything, it's unlikely it's going to be any good. And I look back at my early Instagram posts or listen back to my first ever podcast episode, watch the first ever Instagram live that I did, and cringe a little bit because it's nowhere near what it is now. And in another couple of years, I'll look back on this episode of the podcast or whatever else I'm doing at this time, and I'll probably think that's not so good as well. And that's the problem with comparison, because things change all the time and our metrics change all the time. And so whilst I don't ever want to compare myself to other people, I don't really want to compare myself to myself either, because I'm constantly growing and constantly changing. And I think that's a really important thing to take through with you into social work, because the first instinct that so many of us have, I know it's the first instinct that I have, is to compare. Why am I not doing as many visits as this person? Or why am I not able to manage this phone call in the same way as that other person? It might be lots of reasons. It might be that person's been a social worker for 10 more years than you. It might be that person's working with a different family and they have a different relationship to you. There is a number of reasons. You could list them for days and days, which is why comparison is so dangerous, because it takes up so much of your time that could be spent on other things. First thing, important when you're starting something new, avoid comparison. The second thing to think about, and a really important question that I ask myself all the time and have asked myself all the time through social work, is who are you doing it for? Who are you doing it for? If I was to start a YouTube channel and I was doing that to prove a point to somebody, or I was doing that to get 10,000 subscribers, like, that would not be helpful, because who would I be doing that for? I'd be doing that for my ego, or I'd be doing that to be able to say a particular number. And so much of what I've learned in being online, being in and around social media, is numbers are just so unimportant. They really don't matter. And it's never really been a driver for me anyway, but that's just my example. But if I'm doing it for me, if I'm doing it for me to improve my skills, if I'm doing it for me to push myself forward, if I'm doing it for you, which I am, to provide you with an amazing resource, to provide you with something that in 10 minutes of a video, you're going to have at least one takeaway into practice the next day, then that matters. The same can be said for you starting in social work, doing something new, whether it's a new task that you're undertaking, whether it's a new family that you're working with, whether it's just everything about having a new job. Remember who you are doing it for. And when you're making any decisions, who are you doing that for as well? Are you doing it for your manager? Are you doing it for your local authority for things to look good? Are you doing it for your senior manager? Or are you doing something for a child right here, right now? Are you doing something for that child that they're going to read back in a couple of years? So it's just a really nice reflective question to think about. And the final thing when you're starting something new is to focus on what you are learning and ask yourself, I ask myself this all the time, what am I learning? What is the new thing that I am learning today? YouTube, like I said before, I am not the most skilled when it comes to videos and technology and putting all those things together. I know I'll get better, because already in making about 5 videos, I've learned so many new things that I didn't know before. When I focus on that, when I focus on what I'm learning instead of comparisons, it puts me in such a better headspace to be able to move forward. And again, this is relevant for you as a new social worker. Focus on what is your learning from what you've learned. If something goes not the way that you want it to, I don't want to say the word wrong because it's not necessarily about things going wrong. What have you learned from it and what will you do differently? Because with anything new, you are always going to be in that position of learning because it is new, because you've never done it before. But the thing is, it won't always be new. And so whether that is your first phone call, whether that is undertaking your first home visit, your first assessment, chairing a meeting, constantly putting yourself in the headspace of what am I learning is going to mean that you move forward and you move forward faster. I hope this is helpful for you. I hope it's a helpful reflection. I think it's really important to share with you when I'm doing something new that I'm never doing it from a place of thinking, wow, this is going to be amazing. There's always a little bit of fear. There's always a bit of a doubt in the back of my mind. There's always the urge to compare, either compare to other people or compare myself to myself, which is an even worse headspace. And no, I'm not a new social worker anymore, but I absolutely try and put myself in new positions, in new situations, so I can remember those feelings and tap into those feelings and connect them with social work. And if this has resonated with you in any way, make sure that you let me know if this podcast was helpful. Send me an email, DM me on Instagram, leave me a comment on one of my YouTube videos. And if this is connected with you and you think somebody else would find it helpful, then please share it with them because it might just make a massive difference in somebody's day. So with all that in mind, with all those reflections in mind, I invite you to close your eyes just for a couple of seconds. Enjoy a pause in your day. Focus on your breath. Focus on all the positives that come from doing something new. And know that you can come back to this little moment of calm whenever you need to. Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed this, make sure that you subscribe and head over to my new YouTube channel where you can subscribe and watch the videos that are up there, including how to manage difficult phone conversations, top tips for organisation, and a video which talks all about Maslow's hierarchy of needs and maybe a few things that you didn't know about Maslow's hierarchy of needs that might change the way you practice. All the links you need are in the show notes. Take care and see you soon.